A new play in Christchurch about an infamous 1954 murder case in the city has stirred up controversy. Daughters of Heaven deals with the case in which 15-year-old Juliet Halm, the daughter of an upper-class college rector, and 16-year-old Pauline Parker from a working-class family were jailed for the murder of Parker's mother. The two girls were said to have been in a lesbian relationship. The Court Theatre and the play's author, Michael Ann Forster, have received a number of complaints since the play opened on Saturday night.
I've had several calls at home from people concerned that the play is in bad taste, or they feel that perhaps because I am an American that I won't be able to understand what Christchurch society was like back then, and that I'm not a very good candidate for writing such a play. Those are the two criticisms voiced to me.
Why is it in bad taste in the view of the complainants?
They weren't very articulate about that. They just used phrases like bad taste and not appropriate, hurtful to the people still living. And in the course of my research, I had a few people who said very strongly, you know, how will the people who are still living be affected by your play? How will Pauline feel? How will her sister feel? Most of the people associated with the play have passed away, but there are people left who obviously will be hurt, but that's a very small number of people. And I always replied to the people who voiced these criticisms that everything in the play is actually on the public record. And when you commit a murder, you commit a very public act, and you enter into history, and you know, I really felt that those were valid reasons for going ahead and writing the play. I haven't had any complaints from people who actually knew Pauline's family, but I have had people who knew the Humes who have been distressed, and it's almost as if the Canterbury aristocracy, if you want to call them that, the upper crust of Canterbury feels more offended by it than anyone else.
Christchurch playwright Michael Ann Forster talking to Gerard Council.